Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Kelly Owyler is here too, ladies and gentlemen. Kelly is a long time. In fact, Kelly is an original founding member of our Brain Trust, and she has been with us now for coming up on 15 years. She's the founder of Cal Bergen Consulting. She's an executive coach. She's an outstanding business consultant. She's the author, the co-author of a book that has been one of my favorites for 15 years, Paradoxical Thinking, How to Profit from Your Contradictions. And she's our good friend, Kelly Owyler. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you so much, Jim. It's good to be here again.
Good to have you back. I've missed you.
I know. It's been a while.
It's been too long.
We always have fun.
We sure do. Hey, Kelly, one of the things that I was just telling the audience before you got here, how we've learned so much from you over the years about the understanding what a paradox is, understanding how paradoxical we are, and how we would be pretty boring and maybe even not even functional and probably not even successful if it weren't for our own paradoxes. And you've helped us to understand how to embrace those, how to learn from them, how to use them as power in our lives. And you're here to talk to us some more about that. And today I think you want to talk about how to face dilemmas with paradoxes. What does that mean?
Well, a dilemma comes from the Greek word double proposition.
Say that again.
It comes from the Greek word which means double proposition.
Double proposition, right.
And how we use it now is that it's a problem offering two possibilities, neither of which is practically acceptable. In other words, neither which is a good solution in our mind.
Like when your daughter's dating two boys and you don't want her to marry either one of them, right?
Yes. Because
neither one of them are good enough for your daughter, right? Of course.
and no one ever will be.
That's exactly right.
That's true. And then I had mentioned a trilemma.
I never heard trilemma
yes.
before.
Yes. Yeah. And actually, the trilemma, which is when there are three possibilities, they have tetralemma when there are four, and polylemma. But what they're all saying, and what that means, is that there is no other choice but these.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where we often
And whether there's two or four or five, none of them are exactly what you want.
Exactly. And for some reason, we either believe or we are told that these are the only things which you can look at and choose one or the other.
Mm-hmm.
So an example of a dilemma is you have $3,000 and you have to decide, do you take that long-needed vacation or do you replace the copy machine that probably only has a year or two left in it? So you've given yourself that either-or dilemma situation, right? And the copy machine is $2,500.
Right.
So, with paradoxical thinking, and just to redefine paradox, that's a seemingly contradictory ideas, words, or action. And it's the seemingly that's important here. So if you believe that the only real kind of vacation there is to leave the country and go to a beach
and spend $2,500,
limited yourself. And spend $2,500. There's a situation. So when you look at paradoxical thinking, you look at the best of both sides of the dilemma or the solution that you've been given or you've given yourself. And you put them together to see if you create something that will actually work for both at the same time. And when you've done that, you ask, what's missing to make this really the right thing so that I can do both things that are needed here.
Mm-hmm.
When you have that, you tear it apart. And after several iterations, most groups or people can come up with a final result that offers solutions to both sides
right.
that is startlingly impressive. So it's a fun process to do, but it takes a commitment to be willing
mm-hmm.
to step aside from your previous beliefs of what is possible.
Well, and another thing that it takes is you've got to be able to believe that you have control over your own life. There are people out there, I think, who and they're faced with these challenges, and as you say, they see two things in front of them, and they think that's the only way they can do it because that's what the world's given them, instead of thinking, well, wait a minute, you know, I've got a little more control than that if I just won't be so rigid in my thinking.
Yeah.
And I'll give you an example. If you're looking for a house and you see this house and it's so much of what you want, but there's one thing that's wrong with it, do you say, well, I'm either going to live with that or I'm not going to buy the house because I don't like that one thing? That would be your dilemma, right?
Mm-hmm.
But the third thing would be, well, why don't I just tear that out and put it back like I want it?
Yes.
Some people don't know enough about construction to realize that that could be done, and so it never comes across their screen.
Mm-hmm. Yes. That's a good example.
But to believe, to me, I'm one of these, I believe in the Hannibal method of problem solving. You know, the Carthaginian general Hannibal, when he was crossing the Alps with the elephants, his general said, "We can't get through." And he said, "We either have to find a way or make a way."
Yes.
And so that's
it's definitely. I think the more people who can apply paradoxical thinking, for example, this idea about the vacation or the copier is a
mm-hmm.
true example. And what the person wasn't doing is considering that you didn't have to leave the country. You could still get to a beach and get everything else you wanted.
Right.
Which, of course, cost quite a bit less.
Mm-hmm.
And the other thing that they hadn't considered, they had one of those huge old copy machines that did everything for their day.
Right.
So it had cost them, I think it was $4,000 in that day.
Right.
And they were assuming that's what it would be again.
Right.
And they were wrong.
Or that they needed the same thing on that one machine. And again, that's where you've got to expand your horizons a little bit and use paradoxical thinking, as Kelly says. She and I will be right back. We're going to talk about this a little bit more. What about that trilemma thing? Had you ever heard that word before? And polylemma, how about that? Quick break, 20 after. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.